Opening the World Conference of Speakers of Parliament on Monday, the UN Secretary General commended parliamentary leaders for helping to shape the new Sustainable Development Goals for the next 15 years.
Your contribution to its implementation will be equally critical in ensuring that the agenda is translated from the global to the national. People will look to you to hold your governments accountable for achieving the goals and to write the laws and invest in the programs that will make them a reality.
Ban Ki-moon said people want education, health care, better job opportunities, and a greater say in the decisions that affect their lives. Mr. Ban said the state and civil society can and should be partners in building the future people want. American actor Forrest Whitaker, a UNESCO envoy for peace and reconciliation, also spoke at the conference. Mr. Whitaker said parliamentarians can help disgruntled youth find hope and purpose and not feel that violence and extremism are their only recourse.
You, the powerful lawmakers and leaders in your nations, you have the ability to change this. The word parliament comes from the French parler, to speak. You need to speak for all the people around the world who are not being heard, for former child soldiers in Uganda, South Sudan, Myanmar, for gang members in Mexico and the United States, for orphans in Syria and in all countries in the world. You have to help these people find their way so that they can stand strong in their identities.
Saber Chowdhury, president of the Interparliamentary Union, said the union wants to ensure government promises this year to end inequality, tackle climate change, and protect people from natural disasters are kept.
We as parliamentarians want to be deeply involved and engaged in this process, providing leadership and support to our governments. The theme of our draft outcome declaration, placing democracy at the service of peace and sustainable development, building the world the people want, captures and articulates this challenge and opportunity.
This week's conference follows a meeting at the UN over the weekend of 24 female speakers of parliament from around the world. They aim to find ways to speed up progress on gender equality in society as well as inside parliaments, where only 22% of the world's MPs are women. Maria Carlino, United Nations.